In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome back to Take Command with Logan Paulson. I'm Grant Paulson. We give you three episodes every week. Next time you hear from us will be on Sunday after the game, after the Commanders play in Minneapolis against the Vikings. Logan, let's get into the gross Minnesota offense, which is a tough watch against an improving Washington defense. And this is the reason you got to feel like the Commanders have a shot. J.J. McCarthy's coming back to start in this game from a concussion. Here's kind of the lay of the land the last couple of weeks for the Vikings. McCarthy was playing so poorly that he had these concussion symptoms, and I think people rallied around the idea that Max Brosmer, their undrafted free agent quarterback, was going to take the job and run with it. It was a lot of, you guys have no idea what you're about to see. This guy's better than everybody knows. Just wait. And there was kind of this collective, like, sigh of relief that they didn't have to trot J.J. McCarthy out there for another week because of how he was playing. Then Brosmer plays. He throws four picks, including one of the worst pick sixes you'll ever see. They get shut out by Seattle, which is a great defense. It's a tough ask for that quarterback, but regardless, that's what happened. And now McCarthy, out of the concussion protocol, is a clear upgrade again, even though when you compare him to every quarterback who's played since 2000 and, you know, efficiency, only Jamarcus Russell at this point has been worse. So that's where they are at the quarterback position. They're going back to McCarthy. I know you liked him coming out. A lot of people did. It's going to be better than this, and you just hope that this isn't the week that he starts to put some things together.
Yeah, I mean, he Washington was really interesting, like going back and, again, watching through some of those games and watching the throws. Like, the thing that stood out to me is I felt like he understood what the offense wanted him to do. Like, for example, like there was a a play versus Tampa too, where like they got a runner down the field. The Tampa player is kind of like, you know, not really booking it with the seam. JJ steps up and rips this ball down the seam, like really a fantastic throw. And Addison drops it. Then in the Bears, there's a red zone play where they're running mesh and it's man coverage and the linebacker's mugged up in the line of scrimmage. You got the back one-on-one with him. Like, that's where the ball should go. Kind of doesn't really layer the throw. It bounces off the running back's hands and it's incomplete. So a couple of things. One, I think mentally he's actually doing better than I thought he would be doing right after kind of seeing all these statistics. Like when you can compare him to Marcus Russell, I think back to watching some of that stuff, you're like, he had no idea what was happening at any point. I think this guy at least understands what's going on. The thing that jumps out to me is like maybe the most glaring issue with him is he does not have multiple throws in the bag. He's throwing flat kind of laser beam throws all the time. So for example, versus, I think it was the Detroit. No, it was it Detroit? Anyway, it doesn't matter. They're running like a man beating concept. So 3-by-1 stick box fade smash on the outside. Right. And the ball definitely should go to the box fade. And so it's Jamar Chase or Addison, I forget who it is, and he
gets up there
and he rips this ball to the box fade and overthrows it by 3 yards. And I think that's the thing that is kind of confounding to me is he's got the arm talent, he's got the athleticism, he kind of knows what to do. He just, you know, when they talk about like arm skill, I think that's a term that people have thrown around a little bit, like
arm talent, yeah.
Yeah, like the ability to like layer a throw or kind of put a little touch on something. He doesn't have it. And I think it leads to a lot of drops. I think it leads to a lot of incomplete passes. And then compound that with the fact that his offensive line has been very lackluster and disappointing compared to what they were last year, partially because of injuries. He takes a lot of pressure that he shouldn't take. He doesn't get the ball out on time. And I also think the coordinators are calling these concepts that are very long developing down the field types of stuff where he's holding the football, trying to wait for stuff to come open. And so I think it's him for sure. Like the arm talent, the throw, the layering of throws isn't there. I think there are times where he gets caught because he's the youngest quarterback in the NFL. I think the offensive line's not playing as well as they have been, as they played in years past. And I think schematically they're at a little bit of a loss in terms of how to maximize him. So they get into these concepts that, to me, I think sometimes hurt him. And so it's kind of a combination of all four of those things, really. And it's leading to a offense that is very, very difficult to watch.
Would you rather be dealing with a quarterback who's going to the right place, but maybe physically doesn't have it, or right now isn't making the throws? And I don't mean just missing, because that, you know, next time you can hit it. But if the arm talent doesn't seem to be there, or a guy who isn't reading it out correctly, it would seem like the McCarthy issue is the better problem to have.
That's what I thought initially. But after watching through it, I'm like, man, is this something that we can get better at? Like, you know, because one of the things about Jayden Daniels that I think a lot of people slept on was he did have a bunch of different throws. He had touch throws. He had layered throws. He understands how to throw the deep ball with enough timing to the position, right? He's got a lot of that kind of that arm talent nuance to him. And here I was watching, I was like, man, like, even though this is going to the right spot, like, that is not the throw we need to be making here, right? It's laser beam flat. The receiver, like, there was a great example where the receiver's running a pylon route. So like inside release, and then you kind of run back like a really steep corner with a cross underneath, and he beats him. Addison kills the corner. He's wide open. And I think, I'm assuming JJ thinks he's going to run it flat. So he kind of throws it like he's running an out almost. And the ball is 10 yards away from where the receiver's going. Like, that's a throw where you kind of, you layer that sucker in. The receiver then can make you right to that football. And he just doesn't seem to have that trick in the bag. And then you compound it with, he's holding the football a little bit long in the pocket. The offensive line's banged up. And you get these numbers that are tough. And so back to your original question is, I was like, oh yeah, if I wanted a guy who knew where to go with the football but didn't have all the throws, I'd want the guy who knew where to go with the football. But after watching him, I'm kind of like, man, maybe this is more of a problem and more important to playing the NFL quarterback position than I thought.
Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson, take command. So McCarthy will be back. Now, one thing I will say for him is that he seems more comfortable in play action, so you can expect to get a heavy dose of that. That goes back to his Michigan days. They have used play action, sixth highest rate in the NFL when he has been out there, but nothing has worked, really. It's been a league low 4 yards per attempt off of play action this season when he's done it. 1 full yard shorter than anybody else. Jackson Dart at 5.3 a pop is next on the list. So when you watch them, how are you preparing your defense if you're Dan Quinn? What do you expect to see a bunch of?
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yeah, so it was interesting because I'm like, well, do what you've been doing, kind of play this bend but don't break. And I brought that up to Fred. He's like, man, I would just heat him up. The thing that makes me nervous about that is don't sleep on the fact that this is a dynamic playmaking group, right?
Right.
Addison, number three, is that his name? Addison?
Jordan Addison. Yeah.
Yeah, Jordan Addison. Justin Jefferson, baller, right? Both their tight ends, Josh Oliver, TJ Hawkinson, very good football players. And Aaron Jones is one of the better pass catching running backs in the NFL. So to me, I'm like, keep it in front of you. Don't let anybody make big plays, like big plays being like no shots over the top. And I think when you're in man coverage, and when you're pressuring, that's what you're going to get, right? You're going to get these shots over the top. Like, their offensive line's a little bit nicked up. Trust that you can get home for 4 or 5. Keep your vision to the quarterback. I think he'll give you an opportunity for an interception. Play like you've been playing it. So the other thing about the Commanders defense, I think it's important to acknowledge, is they played Bo Nix. They played Tua Tagovailoa. When you go back and watch the clips, like, they've missed throws, right? They've missed things that would have converted third downs. They've missed kind of shots down the field, whatever it is.
It helps.
When you're playing worse quarterbacks, that's something you can kind of lean into. And J.J. McCarthy right now is completing the ball at 54%, which is rough, right? So I'm going to say, like, let's just stay conservative, stay safe. He's going to give us a couple in this game, either for turnovers or incompletions in big third down moments, and let's just live with that. So that's kind of how I would approach it.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I'd be interested in dialing up blitzes generally against a super banged up front on the interior like Minnesota is, because you're not sure how are they going to pass these things off. How are they going to communicate this? You know, on the left side of their line, both Darisaw and Donovan Jackson are on the injury report. You know, they've been missing time. So you could have multiple linemen out, but I'm not going to commit less bodies in the secondary to this challenge when I've got Jonathan Jones and Mikey Sandra still on the outside and Igbinoghene in the boundary, and I'm down two corners, lest we forget, because they played better, your top two corners on the depth chart. Now I'm going into Jefferson, Addison, Naylor. I think this feels more like a zone opportunity, you know. And by the way, it's not broken. Like, we've talked about it. What they've done has been better. I'm not going to lean back into the thing that wasn't working in this matchup. So I kind of like your first thought, which would be, let's keep chopping wood here. I mean, the idea, what you said, Fred said that, was it Smoody? The idea is good, and that gives you a higher ceiling. With this defense, I'm not looking for ceiling. I'm looking for floor. I don't want to lose the football game. I don't want to let McCarthy get going. Or Jefferson had two catches for 4 yards last week, right? He has been utterly irrelevant. He's getting dropped in fantasy lineups going into the playoffs. Literally the best receiver in the NFL, maybe, because they can't get him the ball. You know, let's not put him on an island one-on-one with people and make it easier.
Yeah, I think that's kind of my thought here. And again, like, I know defensive guys want to make plays. I know they want to exploit things, but I'm also like, man, like, our run fits have been better. The coverage opportunities have been better. We're rallying to tackle. Like, let's just play the game. Let the game come to us, which I know is not something that defensively they probably want to hear, but I think they can still hurt you, man. They can still hurt you bad. Like, watching through some of those incompletes, thinking back to some of those incompletions, like, those are explosive plays that are there mostly in man-to-man coverage, right? So, like, why would I even risk it? I don't want to risk that. Keep it in front of you. Make him – if anybody in the league you want to go on a 10-play drive, it's J.J. McCarthy. Because at some point, he's going to take a sack. He's going to make an incomplete pass. You can rely on him to give you the explosive plays. You don't need to work to generate them, would be my thought.
I mentioned the left side of the line and the two guys that went out of the game against Green Bay going back a couple games ago in Darisaw, the tackle, and Jackson, the guard. Darisaw, by the way, the lowest pressure rate he's allowed in his career, 8.7%, is a beast. This is one of the better left tackles in the league, so he's an important guy to monitor on the injury report. But it's funny, you know, I'm wondering, I'm looking at them and I'm going, okay, so they have the passing problems. Does that mean teams are stacking the box? Like, why haven't they run it a little bit better? They're 25th in yards per game, but they're 10th in yards per play. And I think some of that is that they've actually been more effective than you think. They just don't have the opportunities because they're chasing games, 4.6 a pop. But they've also, this team's used 13 offensive line combinations, which is the most in the NFL. So there's your answer right there. When you're talking about, like, protecting the quarterback, passing things off, running the football, I mean, you know this. You referred to yourself the other day as like a glorified lineman. So much of that, man, when there's different guys in and out, and you're, hey, man, how you doing? I'm Logan. Oh, cool. Yeah. You're starting Sunday. Like, it gets hard quick. So there's a lot more to this than quarterback. With, I know everyone just wants to bury the QB or give him all the credit or whatever, in the same way that in New England right now or in LA with Matt Stafford. Like, the whole thing is working. It's this organism that's just flourishing in front of your eyes. Not to take credit away from Mayor Stafford, or one of those guys is going to win MVP. It's kind of the same way in Minnesota, I think, when you watch it, where it's like, there's nothing good, really. Now, I'm not letting J.J. McCarthy off the hook. He's been bad. I mean, like, legitimately bad. But when everything around you is bad and you're a young quarterback, it's hard not to be bad.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I think back to the Falcons game that they lost early in the series, which was like J.J.'s first or second, it was second start of the season. And they had like 11 pressures in that game, something crazy. And it was, again, one of these combination things. Like, Darisaw was out, the left guard was banged up, and it was literally like, and it wasn't like people were losing physically. It was like, we're not sliding to the right guy. We're supposed to pull and have this guy off the edge. He gets picked by the center, who's getting blown up. And you're just like, this is a non-tenable situation. And sometimes, like, when you watch a Seattle game, like, say what you want about Brosmer and the start, and he for sure needs to be better. Like, I'm not trying to absolve him, but that offensive line is getting absolutely shelled. And so I think, like, that's the thing that sticks out to me. It's just an important thing to keep track of. Like, when you watch them, like, when you watch the run cut up specifically, like, they hit explosive runs all the time. It's the consistency of that group that is the thing that is harmful. So, like, we always talk about on this show and on the Command Center show, to run the football, to get the number of touches you need to get first downs. Like, there's games where, like, the last three games, 50 plays, 44 plays, 55 plays. That's just not enough plays offensively to sustain a significant running attack. So what I would say to you, and I think this is maybe the point you're getting to, is they're struggling on the offensive line. they're struggling to run the football. At least it seems that way on paper. But when you go back and watch the game, like, both of their running backs hit explosive chunks, and they can run it out of a bunch of different things. So can you stop the run? And then can you just play conservative coverage, I think, is really the ultimate goal here, and take advantage of a weak position group in their offensive line and really put them in a tough spot and force J.J. McCarthy to beat you, basically.
Take command, Logan Paulson and Grant Paulson. All right, we'll hit some burning questions, and we'll figure out who Logan thinks is going to eat as soon as we return.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster, Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe. And every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.